A UK-based Syrian opposition group has accused Turkey of killing refugees trying to cross into the country. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Turkish security forces have shot dead 16 asylum seekers over the past 4 months. Human smugglers say the actual number is much higher. The UN Refugee Agency has warned against the immediate return of refugees to Turkey. A spokesperson for the agency has also called on the EU to hasten the refugee process for asylum seekers. Melissa Fleming has also warned about the worsening situation of refugees in Greece. Greek lawmakers are debating a bill that would deport refugees to Turkey. Deportations are part of an agreement between Ankara and the European Union. Meanwhile, refugees have blocked the country's railway lines. They say they will continue their protests until they're allowed into Macedonia. Bahraini protesters have held a demonstration south of the capital, Manama, against the regime's crackdown on dissent. The rally was staged just ahead of Formula One Grand Prix this weekend. Manama has launched a heavy-handed crackdown against opposition protesters since 2011. Russia has slammed NATO's plans to deploy more forces near its borders in Eastern Europe. The Russian ambassador to NATO says the plan runs counter to previous agreements. NATO and the Pentagon are increasing their military presence in Eastern Europe to confront Russia. Turkish warplanes have targeted positions of the Kurdistan Workers' Party in northern Iraq. According to Turkish military officials, the warplanes attacked Zab and Matina regions, destroying a number of PKK ammunition depots. Turkey regularly targets PKK camps and strongholds in Iraq's mountainous regions. Syrian forces have discovered a mass grave in the city of Palmyra. Officials say the grave contained the remains of 25 civilians killed by Daesh terrorists. Most of the victims were women and children. Palmyra was liberated from the terrorists earlier this week. Thousands of U.S. teachers have staged a walkout in the state of Illinois to protest cuts in the education sector. The striking teachers are also angry about insufficient state funding. Organizers have announced the closure of all schools to raise the cost of the walkout.